Dungeons & Drimbus is rated R for rude language, rough violence, and raunchy humor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I do declare, here's what happened previously on Dungeons and Drimbus. Upon arriving at Los Marineros, the gals see a sad centaur boy whose parents were lost on the island. After initially running away, they decide to bring him back and go meet with Kristoff. Kristoff lays out the details of the case and explains that he will be off to the courthouse to file the lawsuit officially now that Michelle is apprehended, leaving the gals the responsibility of gathering the key witnesses for the trial to bring Michelle Crichton to justice. Everyone having their roles assigned, they split up to go accomplish their tasks. I do declare, Your Honor is back in session.
Does anybody happen to know where I'd find Carla or Martin?
We've all been staying over at Los Hoteleros, but there's a good chance you might find him at the beer garden if I had to make a guess.
Well, that is a great place to start. And I mean, it's not that big a town. We'll find our way, I'm sure. Won't we, Barbara?
Oh, yeah. And Bob this whole time has kind of just been like looking into her tea glass and not really like, after the moment that we had and after the whole, she didn't really get the chance to put a hand in the huddle for the justice thing. She's kind of just been really staring into her tea, contemplating something. But when you call her name, she looks at you, she's like, yes, oh yeah, yeah, no, we've found our way around once. We can do it again.
Very well. I'm going to go ahead and ride out to the court and you guys can start talking to the witnesses. When I meet back up with you, we'll see where we're at.
Okay.
Excellent.
Good luck, and may justice prevail.
May justice prevail.
Yes. Good luck.
And Kristoff stands up. It sounds like when you fell a tree, like kind of like... And then you see he sprouts like vines from his legs. It's almost like he's not walking. It's like the vines are like growing and attaching in front of him, and the vines behind him are like detaching and growing forward and just kind of like moving forward like fucking like venom.
This is the cool. I want to play a lesson one day. That's really cool.
And Jessica's finishing up in her little notebook and she just jots down. Okay, avoid fireballs near Kristoff. Guess that's our cue, Barbara, eh?
Yeah, where do you want to start? You want to try and find Carla or the hammers? I mean, it's still pretty early, so...
I mean, they might all just be at the beer garden. Who knows? We can just start there and then work our way to the hotel.
Okay, yeah. Let's head over to the beer garden then.
Sweet! You walk outside and sure enough, the raptors are, like, laying on the ground. Just kind of chilling, just like...
Okay, you know what I'm gonna do for them? Just because we're just walking around town. We don't need to necessarily mount up every time. Let me see here. And Jessica opens up her spell book and she flips through. Ah, yes. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, wow.
I guess while Jess is doing that, Bob is just going to be collecting things and... Oh, Mr. Katowski, do you mind if, And Bob, like, gestures over to James, still sitting drinking his chalky milk.
Don't even worry about it. He's always welcome here.
Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. We'll be back soon. We'll keep you updated, all right?
Of course.
Thank you again. And Bob is going to
No, no, no. And he takes your hand.
Oh.
Thank you. Really.
Of course. And with that, Bob is going to exit and find Jess with her nose in her spell book.
And Jessica peers over the spellbook, snaps it closed, and puts it away and goes, I thought so.
Oh.
My ritual cast at Tiny Hut can create a nice, dry, and comfortable environment for our raptors to stay in regardless of the weather outside. So Jessica sits down, crosses her legs, palms facing the sky, and just kind of begins to chant. Yamari alto.
There you go. I think that should be it.
And a little circus tent starts apparating around Jessica.
That's perfect.
And inside the circus tent, there's just this steam coming off, like where the snow was, and it looks like a little sauna. And the raptors immediately just run inside of it.
Well, you all just stay put here, okay? Can I get a little head nod? Ah. Well, aren't you just precious? And Jessica goes over and pets all of them and gives them a nice pet.
Yeah, they like it.
Yeah, they...
Well, thank goodness.
They like it.
They should. They've got their orders to stay here. So let's head on down to that beer garden, y'all.
All right, let's go. And Q leads the way to the beer garden.
Following Q. Awesome. Thank you.
Q leads you down through the town, and you see everything that you saw last time. You pass Los Hoteleros, you pass that statue in, like, the middle meridian. You see the benches, you see the tourist hut with the warforged, and then finally you make it over to the beer garden. It is early morning, so, like, there's no music playing at this time. It's just kind of... I don't know if you guys have ever entered a bar, like, really early. And it's just that, like, really awkward, like, when the lights come back on in a theater energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that. And you see Drat Barenslav is behind the bar again. Sure enough, Werner Wiener is there at the bar still. And then you see all four of the hammers at a table. You see Teresa, you see Justin, you see Patricia. And you see Martin is sat up at the table, and he seems to be working on something. Like, he's building something. It looks like he's building IKEA furniture. Off at a different table, you see an Aarakocra guard in the Crichton Industries uniform and a Yuan Ti guard in a uniform. And they're both sitting at a table together, just kind of chatting.
Well, now, if the two of you... Q and Barbara want to go over there and make some, goodness me, I'm getting all tongue-tied. Jeez Louise. Anywho, if you want to get started over there with the hammers, I'm just going to chit-chat with those two over there just for a brief moment, see if I can get some wheels greased, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Sure.
Yeah, good luck with that one, okay?
Oh, thanks.
Okay, and Jessica, you begin walking your way over to the table with the two guards. And as you do, Drat Barenslav seems to take notice of you, and he goes,
Oh, shoot your shot, pretty lady!
Oh my goodness, stop it, Drat, you rascal!
Ah, you see me for what I am.
Oh yes, you are a rascal. As she heads over to the table, she starts going into her purse and she grabs out her mirror. She comes over to the table with the two guards. She sits down and goes, oh, hi there. How are you both?
Hi.
You know, you don't know me, but I know
your
boss.
Yeah, we sure don't.
Oh, golly, geez. I just wanted to come by because I had a message from Michelle for you both.
Oh. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Shit, are we fired? Is it happening?
Oh, golly gee, heck no. Come on now. You've been very loyal to the company and all that. And she just had a quick message. Here, let me hold on. My mirror can play the message for you. And Jessica like waves her hand over it as if she's trying to like start the message to play. And mm-hmm. then she takes the opportunity to cast Minor Illusion to create a voicemail-esque recreation of Michelle Crichton.
Hi, this is Michelle Crichton here. I am speaking to you through this lovely little voicemail that I have left for you with this woman who is taking me to the courthouse, Jessica Felcher. It is I, Michelle, and I am here to tell you that we are beginning a Operation Save the Day, and we will be going back to the island and rescuing anyone that we can to bring back to the mainland. My operations and studies have concluded there, and we will be mounting something at the courthouse now. So please bring back anybody that you can, yeah?
Okay, you say this, and you see the Yuan. He goes, "Oh my God! Thank God, we're not out of a job." And then the Arakocra, the eagle guard, narrows her eyes at you and goes, "Do you think we're stupid? Well, he's stupid, but do you think I'm stupid?"
No, gosh,
what are you playing at?
Why would you say that? What do you mean?
Yeah, okay.
What am I playing?
You think you're the only one that knows how to cast spells? Minor Illusion, really?
Listen, okay, I wanted to come up and just have a little chat and conversation, but you didn't seem particularly friendly with your greeting.
I said hi. Yeah, he's a little pissed off. Of course he is. We don't know what's happening with us. One of us got killed, and now we're waiting to see if we have jobs at all. So, yeah, sorry if we're not in the best of moods when the rest of the town is fucking bullying us for just doing the job that we got hired to do.
Well, yeah, no, that totally makes sense. You are absolutely right. I'm really sorry about that, guys. That it was a shitty thing for me to do. And, you know, I guess the opportunity to do the right thing and try to help the people of the town could perhaps help your status with those in town, but Michelle is in fact off the island now. She's over at the courthouse. She's been arrested.
We're aware.
Yeah, but I mean, at some point in time, somebody is gonna have to take over Crichton Industries, and it seems to me that if you were to get in the good graces of the town when a court case is being mounted against the current owner of Crichton Industries, then perhaps that the town might want to keep Crichton Industries around under new management. And I'm just saying that I'm sure they'd be very grateful to the people that that helped save their loved ones if there were any survivors on the island. That's all I'm gonna say, you know?
This is a hard sell to people who are just like hired muscle for the industry. So roll a persuasion check, but I'm gonna say do it with disadvantage.
Okay, well, the first roll is a natural 20. Let's see what number two is. A 13, not awful.
Okay. They both—
I hate it when he says it like that.
They both just kind of dart their eyes at each other, like they squint at each other.
You know, just some food for thought.
And the Arakocra goes, "What exactly do you want us to do?"
Listen, I know it wouldn't be necessarily be easy, but you guys know the island. You're part of the industry. If you went there, tried to find as many survivors as you could, and came back, I'm sure this town would be very grateful to you guys.
Well, beats sitting around waiting to get fired.
Sure does. I've been there, done that.
Why not? So, what, just save people and hope something good happens?
I mean, what do you got to lose, honestly?
You still got those keys, Walden?
Sure do.
Fuck it. And they both get up and just walk out. Not another word was needed.
Have fun storming the castle!
Meanwhile, Barb and Q approach the hammers, and Martin looks up at you and goes,
"Barb, Q, Hey.
Good morning, Hammer family. Hi, how we doing today?
Well, better than yesterday, at least.
Oh, yeah, I bet. You're looking good, Martin. You're looking good.
Yeah, and you see he's screwing pieces of wood together and all of that. And Q goes, it's good to see you again. Teresa goes, yes, you too. I know I said it yesterday, but really, we can't thank you enough. Thanks for bringing my dad back. Justin gives you a hug, Barbara.
Oh, of course. No, it's the... Of course. Are you kidding? No.
Martin, like, grabs him by the shoulder and sits him down and goes,
leave her alone. What? You didn't think your old man could make it off the island in one piece? A broken piece, but a piece?
Hey, a piece nonetheless. That's one tough cookie you got here. Yeah.
No, I still got my brain.
Yeah, I can see. What are you working on, Martin? If you don't mind me asking, of course.
Well, you know, Hammer Industries, we've always been known for our fine craftsmanship, and he kind of like points around at everyone.
You see Teresa's large war hammer. He points to Justin, who has like the Mjolnir like hammer on his belt. He points to Patricia, who has like that scythe looking thing. And Martin says,
I thought my fighting days were over. Hell, I thought my breathing days were over, but I figured I could probably put something together that that would help me out.
And he places some of the wood on the ground, and you see it looks like a seat of sorts. And then he gestures at the table, and he goes,
I had some inspiration hit me last night, and I figured, you know, we use wheels for wagons. We have armored wagons. Why not make some sort of a wheeled chair?
Oh.
A combat wheelchair, if you will, so...
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I have a lot of ideas, but we're working on it right now.
Yeah.
We'll see how it shakes out.
That's brilliant. No, that's awesome. I'm really happy to see that you're already back and getting yourself to work. That's fantastic, Martin.
Yeah. Anyway, so what can I do for you all?
Well, do you mind if I sit?
Oh, please. Sorry for not standing when you
approach. My god, no, please. Are you kidding me? Even no, don't worry about that. That's you're good. And Bob takes a seat next to Martin. So, Hammer family, as you may or may not know, I do believe I mentioned this to Martin once we got back the other day, but I did mention there being the potential of us reaching out to you all or those affected by Crichton Industries, and reaching out to see if you would like to potentially assist in a case against Michelle Crichton.
I don't know about that, sweetie. Do you think that you're ready to go through all of that? If this goes poorly,
honey, please. These people saved my life.
Well, Martin, you know, I mean, I do have to agree with Teresa, though, for a second. You know, like, you don't have to make a decision right now, but the sooner, of course, the better. But no rush. But I think it's only fair that you take the time to consider it, you know? And I can see, Teresa, I can completely understand where you're coming from if you want to take a second. But Martin, you obviously were directly affected, so we do feel like your case would be very strong. We are, just to be transparent, we're working on a case to have the people versus Michelle Crichton. So we're working on that. So you wouldn't be alone. We're also going to look for others that we also, got off the island. If you remember Kit,
yes.
He should be coming back today. We'd be asking him. But just know you have a choice here. Okay, you do not have to agree if you are not comfortable with it. It's a very quick turnaround, you know. I know it just happened, and I know you just got back to your family. So, if you were to say no, it is okay. It is okay, but...
Roll a persuasion check with advantage.
Oh, those are really good. Okay. There's got a... All right, so the advantage was a 21.
Ooh, okay. Right? Martin looks to Teresa, and then looks to Justin, looks to Patricia. Patricia goes, Dad. And Martin goes, listen...
If it weren't for these people, I may not be here right now. And what's more, might be a really good opportunity to debut Hammer Industries' latest invention. Could get some good publicity around it.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah, yeah.
And he looks at you, Barb, and he says,
absolutely. Count me in. Whatever you need.
Okay.
And at this point, Jessica rejoins the table.
Well, 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 if it ain't the Hammer family.
Oh, well, looks like the whole party is here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, the party don't start till I walk in.
Ain't that the truth?
That's right! Hey, hey, hey!
He gets it. Oh, yeah.
Just don't shoot in here.
Oh, I already shot my shot. You know me, sir.
Wait, you shot?
No, it's just an expression, sir.
I'm just kidding with you. Are you going to buy more? I have lots of beer here. It is early morning. I like to make money in the morning.
Okay. Anyway, reeling that back in, Jess, I was
You're just ignoring me? I'm You're in my beer garden.
No, we recognize.
Yeah, and it's actually winter time. Do you have any mulled wine?
I can make.
Why don't you do that?
That's a little aggressive.
No, I didn't. Oh, my. Okay, God. Is he just going to make the wine or not?
Fine.
Ooh, or a mulled cider would be good, too.
No, he pulls warm. Out a little cauldron and he starts pouring in some wine. And he goes, jeez, okay.
Sorry, sir. We're just having... It's been a long morning. There's a
you know,
lot-
I bought this wine just for you. I told you last time, it's beer garden, not the wine garden. But look, I bought bottle just for you.
That's very sweet.
And Jessica runs over to him, pecks him on the cheek and goes, it is well appreciated. And then she runs back over to the hammers.
He just chuckles as he starts throwing cinnamon and other spices into the cauldron.
Anyway, Jess... I was just explaining to the hammers here basically what we're working on, the case of the people versus Michelle. And Martin has so graciously agreed to take the stand.
Oh, Martin, I absolutely knew we could count on you, bud. Thank you.
Anytime. So is there anything in particular I need to prepare, or when is this happening?
Well, the case is getting filed as we speak, or is working to be. We are working with Mr. Goldthwait, if you happen to know who that is.
We have a lot of familiarity with him, yes.
Okay.
He's a good guy. He's a little bit of a pussy, but, you know.
Who's saying this?
This is Justin.
The son.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Just making sure, because that's hilarious. Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, I can assure you, I think this time around he's being less feline-like. So I think he's doing his best right now, especially with Rachel back and everything. I think he's gotten a second wind and he's ready to fight. So and he will fight for your dad too.
You
so.
Noticed that the moment you reacted to Justin's comment, his sister Patricia immediately smacks him upside the head, just like,
ow,
nice.
Fair enough. But basically, I would say just come in ready to be yourself and maybe take some time to maybe emotionally prepare to tell your story. I don't know. That could be difficult though. So.
Well, sounds good. I know it's early, but would you like to join us for some drinks?
Oh well, the mulled wine is getting prepared. Why not?
Yeah, you know what? Why not? Might as well.
Yeah, you guys wait. Let's say it takes 10 minutes while Drat gets the mulled wine ready.
Okay.
And then he goes, okay, I never make these before, but I think it's going to be very good.
Yeah. Barb is going to try some.
You drink it, and it is very, very tasty.
Really? Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Drat, you did absolutely fantastic, buddy.
I am mixologist. What can I say?
Yeah. Oh, Barb is going to like look at him and be like, I'm sorry about before. You're right. You're very good at your job, and I didn't mean to be rude earlier. Truly.
It's okay. It's like water off Dret's back.
I'm feeling a lot better with the wine. See, thank you.
Listen, for the rescuers of some of my most devoted customers, I give you special 50% off hero discount.
Wow.
Ah, jeez. Wow, thanks.
That's so kind. Thanks.
How about this? 2 gold, I give you whole cauldron.
Good lord.
Wow. That's quite the deal.
I mean, it's a little cauldron. It's more like a pot.
Yeah. Oh, you know. And Jessica reaches into her purse and fishes out 2 gold to give to the gentleman.
Maybe I make this wine bar. Who knows? I do beer garden. I do wine bar. Wine Barinslav.
There you go.
Wine Barinslav is brilliant business idea. Oh, my goodness.
That's a great idea.
That sounds like a franchise in the making,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yes. Oh, I like you. Give me idea.
Long as we get 10%.
His smile immediately disappears.
She's joking. It was a joke.
It was just funny.
No, it's all you. You got it. It's all.
It's good joke. And he walks back behind the bar.
Ooh, golly.
Good Lord. Okay. Well, with that, Hammers, we're actually going to be making our way over to go talk to Carla. We wanted to, you know, gauge her position, if she would also like to be part of the case. Do you actually, by any chance, happen to know where she might be this morning?
Last I saw her, I think she was, we're all staying over at the hotel, Los Hoteleros.
Right, okay.
I think she is, she and her husband are big fans of the pool.
I had a feeling they might be.
Awesome. Well, hey, great catching up with you, and, Martin, we'll be in touch real soon, okay?
I'll be looking forward to it.
Okay, fantastic. You all have a great day. Keep the wine, all right? Keep it. That's just enjoy.
Thank you.
Of course. And with that, Bob's gonna start making her way up and out, I guess.
Okay.
Ta-ta for now. And Jessica follows.
Q stands up from the bench and goes to follow you and stumbles and falls into the snow.
Ooh!
Oh, Q! My goodness.
Sorry, that mulled wine was...
Oh, do you need to...
Something, well, something
Q,
else.
It's okay. Q, if you need to sit and stay a bit, have a couple of glasses of water with the Martins, we can go on ahead.
I'll sweat it out. Don't you worry, I'm coming.
Okay, it is rather cold, though. Q. So we'll see how that would go.
Q, I think it might be best if you just sat for a little while with the Martins and have some water.
I'm gonna be fine. Listen, I started this with you. We're gonna see it through. I just got a little carried away. I had too many checkers, okay?
Okay.
Oh, come on now, Q. You need to be taking care of yourself. We don't want you to be incapacitated,
taking care of each other. If I stay, I'm going to keep drinking.
Here we go. I got an idea. And Barbara's going to bend down, grab some snow, and just shove it in Q's mouth. Go ahead. Just have some of that. Drink that.
He takes 1 point of damage as he drowns on the snow a little bit.
What?
Until it melts and then goes down his throat. Ah. Yeah, okay, I feel a little bit better.
Okay, perfect. So in doubt, whenever you need it, just bend down.
That snow had an interesting flavor.
I'm sure it did. Did you happen to see what color it was?
No, not really. It was kind of unexpected.
It was white. No, I looked at it. It was white. It was just snow. It was regular snow.
Well, we are by the coast, so maybe it's saltwater snow.
Ooh, salty snow.
Mm. I think we need to go.
Yum, yum.
I think we need to continue walking.
A savory snow cone. Oh my God, so many business ideas today.
Oh, okay. We're going to start making our way to the hotel. Q, I think you'll sober up on the walk, okay?
Yep.
All right.
And as we're walking, Jessica's going to point, just kind of do like, oh yeah, let's go. And she kind of does like this pointing thing, like a weird mom. And she's like subtly also pointing at Barbara. And she sends her a message. Sent guards to rescue survivors.
And Bob is with that just gonna like look at Jess like all wide-eyed like and just like mouth like, no way, no way.
And Jessica just shrugs and keeps pointing and walking along.
And Bob is just like mouth open, like flies are going in and back out because they realize that is not a habitable place to be. But it's just, she's like, she can't believe that Jess did, and she's just like gonna look and smile a little bit and just nod ahead and then turn back forward and keep walking.
Okay. And eventually you come upon the hotel, Los Hoteleros.
Los Hoteleros. Very nice.
We're halfway there.
Push, Mrs. Johnson.
This is the Halftime Act with Nikki B.
Good God, move! I've got a 12-hour drive to go to have Thanksgiving dinner with my hamster's cousin's parents. Oh, man. If only I had something to keep me entertained. You know, like a theoretical bonus series where the Drimbus crew explores non-D&D systems to see how they hold up against their buffoonery. Now, like, theoretically, I'd love to see Hannah DM a game of Morkborg, the death metal apocalyptic TTRPG for Giancarlo, Nikki B, and Michael. I mean, yeah, that'd be fun for all this holiday travel. And theoretically, it'd be great if this bonus series was available to all Dungeons & Drimbus patrons right now.
Psst. Hey. It's not theoretical. Check it out. I will go to the pretty music room.
Okay. Should we just leave this guy here?
Given our track record with moving toward north-facing doors, I have feeling, as we approach door, he may do something of his own accord.
Yes, you know what? I am a nihilist, and that is because I always believe that people are always out to get you, and I think that we should just slit his throat and move on.
Let's see what Talos has to say. And he closes his eyes and summons Talos. Like, he puts his hand to his flail with, like, his hand open, waiting to see if his grip closes. 9.
Talos says kill.
Talos says 9.
He says leave man alone.
No, he says no to him living.
No,
Bile takes a sword, it's gonna slit his throat.
No!
You are upsetting the gods!
You do so with no issue. He does not move, and he just...
Great, now we'll have zombie attack us or something. Thanks, Bile.
Ooh, see, now I want this drive to last forever. That's how fun Beyond D&D is. Oh, yeah. Loving this traffic. So much fun. Until I run out of episodes. But then I can delve into the catalog of other content like Back to Basics, After the Drimbus, Caffeine Kisses, and more. Wow, I'm so thankful for this bonus content. And I'm thankful for these guys. We got Jerry Bentados, Queso Loco, Greta and Beignet, Alejandro Lopez, Ace Andrews, Thomas Murphy, Regina Russell, Salty, Adrian Bundy, Sam Olivos, Jordan Cobb, The Unnamed Rogue, John Gillette, Chloe G, Con Air and DVD, NB Star, Steve B. Keys, Doubtful Guest, Michael Richters, Davis Walden, Denny Dewdrop, Mythmouse, Will Woodwall, Callie Wolf, Brandon M. Bishop, Bridge, Punky Goat, Twiglets, Joanna, Westberger, Stan Sitzman, Kia Green, Aaron Adams, Nathan Mesnard, Ruth Thanatos, Morgan Lawson, Livia Hill, Wilhelm Fox, Tripp, and Carrie Holmes. Thank you for your support. Enjoy the episode. And as a general note, next week we'll be publishing our holiday Black Friday special before returning to Urana the following week. So enjoy. And see ya.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
It is a pretty tall, relatively skinny building. You see that there appear to be roughly 7 floors. And it is this very nice painted white and like baby blue color scheme. Each room kind of has windows. It is perfectly square, basically. There is a fence along the outside that seems to hold in kind of like a patio area. And then there's also a front door that enters the building proper.
Okay, we go in through the front door.
Yeah, you go in through the front door, and behind the desk, you see a pelican Kenku with long silver hair.
I didn't know Kenkus could be pelican looking.
This is my world!
the skies part once more.
Oh, now you like my world, do you? Is it still contrived?
Oh my gosh.
And the pelican looks at you and he goes, "Hey man, what's up? Welcome to Los Otoleros, bruh."
Good morning.
Oh, hi there. I was just passing by. I was wondering, is your pool just for hotel guests?
Yeah, you know, we like to offer real awesome amenities to all our guests. Hi there, I didn't think I'd seen you here before. Name's Tristane Silvermane. And he holds out a feathered hand.
A pleasure. Bob's gonna put a hand out and shake Tristane.
Nice firm grip, bruh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Worked on it for a long time.
Jessica also extends her hand as if to go for a handshake, but then she turns her palm downward and extends the hand for a kiss on the hand instead.
Mwah.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Tristane. My name's Jessica.
Nice to meet you, Jessica.
Thanks.
By any chance, do you have like day passes just to the pool? I mean, we're really just looking for someone, if that's okay.
Afraid we don't really do that, but you know, maybe I give you a if you guys want to rent a room.
You know what? Jess, now that I think about it, I mean, I don't want
to. I know, to keep putting out Q and Mrs.
Exactly.
Muffin.
Exactly, you read my mind.
Wait, you guys don't want to be roomies anymore?
No.
Q, that is not the situation.
No, not what we said.
It was just such a surprise for Mrs. Muffin, and I just don't want to continue to take advantage of her hospitality.
Oh, okay.
Q, please. It is. And like Jessica takes his hands and she looks into his eyes and she's like, "Q, look at me, okay?"
Yeah.
I need you to know that it has nothing to do with you, buddy.
Yeah.
This is just a consideration for your roommate, okay? I mean,
yeah, we took up so much space last time, and then also not to mention, you know, we'll be so close to the courthouse and stuff if we just stay here, especially if we're going to be helping Goldblight. It's nothing against
you.
Well,
technically, you're a little bit closer to the courthouse at my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then, you know, hey, that's always something to consider.
Okay, I get it.
And also, I mean, if we want to be able to get to the pool to speak with Carla, it seems like we need a room anyhow.
Yeah.
Unless, excuse me, Mr. Tristane,
Yeah?
Would you perhaps let a guest know that we were here looking to speak with her? Her name's Carla, the opera singer. You might know her.
Oh, you're looking for Miss Grande. Well, you know, she's a pretty popular demand. I don't want her assaulted by paparazzi or anything, you know?
Oh, don't worry. No paparazzi here. Just a couple of good friends, good pals.
Oh, you're good friends?
Well,
got any dirt to dish? You got any juicy stories? What's up?
Even if I did, I would not be sharing with someone I just met, Tristane. Come on now.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta give some to get some, you know?
Tristane?
Are you trying to coerce some information about a guest in your own hotel out of me?
No, not at all. I just like, you know, swapping stories, shooting the shit, talking shop.
Talking shop, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I can talk shop too, you know, because that did sound like an attempt at coercion, and that kind of thing would not go well in a courthouse if I were to press charges.
Well, it's a good thing we're in a hotel and not in a courthouse. Definitely not coercing, just trying to talk with my good friend Jessica. What's up, man?
You
know, I got a lot of interesting characters around these parts. I like to you know, fill my life with stories.
Okay. Well, have you, if you like to fill your life with stories, is there a bookshop nearby? Because I can recommend a couple of titles for you.
Oh man, I'm a voracious reader.
Well, may I recommend The Pocket Full of Dead Fish?
Oh man, I've read it like 4 times.
Well,
I heard they're doing a stage adaptation.
They sure are. And, you know, I don't know if I said my last name before, but it's Felcher.
Oh shit, no fucking way, bro. Oh man, oh shit. Hey, pleasure to meet you, bro.
It's a pleasure to meet you too, bro.
Tell you what, I'll give you a discount on the room if you want it.
I mean, what I would really love is for a nice soak in the pool. But I guess you guys don't do day passes here.
Well, you know, for a special celebrity guest, maybe I could do a day pass.
I mean, that would be wonderful. Mm. And Jessica, like, kind of tilts her head and blinks her eyes.
Tell you what, I won't even charge right now, you know, with the whole stuff on the island, supply has not met demand, so prices have kind of been skyrocketing a little bit. We've got Mr. Goldthwaite footing the bill. I'll just charge you regular time prices, because I like you so much.
Well, thanks. That's so generous.
Yeah, that'll be 5 gold.
Sure, yeah. And Jessica reaches into her purse and pays the 5 gold for the day pass.
Dope. All right, and he like looks around, grabs like a sticky note, and writes day pass for Miss Jessica Felcher, and hands it to you.
Well, thank you so much. All right, shall we? And could you point me towards the pool?
Sorry, that day pass is only valid for one visitor.
Oh, well. And Jessica turns to the others and she's like, I mean, listen.
No.
I have some gold, but I'm not necessarily
made. Oh, Jess,
made
no, you're more than fine.
I've never actually, I don't remember how much gold I have. I have no idea how much gold I have. But I assume Haggy has supplied me with something, right?
Let's call it 20 gold.
Okay.
No, Jess, don't even worry about it. Tristane, how much would it be for,
non-celebrity?
Oh, God.
Sure, Tristane.
But a friend of Miss Felcher's? Oh, man, don't worry. Guess what? I'll give you 2 passes, for the discounted price of just 10 gold.
Tristane, is it just gonna be you writing something on a sticky note again?
Yeah, pretty much.
I see. Okay. How official would you say this is, really?
Pretty official, because I own this place, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'm just going to say I think you should actually consider this for the future as a business venture. I think you'd get a lot of guests coming in just for a day pass.
Yeah. You know, I'm definitely, it just set off a little bell in my head, and I'm definitely going to have to consider it.
Yeah, you know, laminate these bad boys or something.
Well, that is the 3rd business idea that we've had today.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
We are just, we're so entrepreneurial.
Oh my God, are you guys like, you guys ever hear that famous entrepreneur? Oh my God, what's his name? Fielder Nathan?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Fielder for you?
He's one of my favorites. Yes, one of my favorite entrepreneurs. Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Very good at his job. Hey, you should call him up. He might be able to really help you out. Not that, you got a great place here.
I've seen one of his live shows, actually.
Oh, really? How was he as funny as he is, you know, usually? Is he funny live?
Yeah, it was kind of scary. He was like threatening to expose himself to a bunch of children. There were like some reclaimers standing by. It was like a stunt. Like, he didn't want to, but it was like if he didn't like escape from his manacles in time, then like this mage hand would take his pants off and he would be a registered sex offender. It was really crazy, but it was awesome. He got out in time, don't worry.
Yeah.
Jessica's jaw has pretty much hit the floor as she's been listening to this, and she's like, okay, well, that is just something else. I am going to walk to the pool now, if you'll just point me in the right direction here.
Sure, and he points to, because you guys are on the first floor, and So he has kind of like a little reception desk there in the middle of it, and then on the left side, you see there are stairs that seem to lead to the upper levels, and on the right side is a little glass door that seems to lead outside.
Jess, do you want to just, I guess, you want to just talk to Carla alone?
I think I can do that.
Sure.
Aw, it's been so long since I've gotten a dip in the pool.
Oh, you want to get in the pool?
No, it's not appropriate, I guess.
No, I just thought we were coming to talk, but if you wanted a pool day, that, I mean...
No, we're here to talk. We're on duty.
Hey, Q, how about, tell you what, if we talk to all the people we got to talk to and we successfully get through with this case or something like that, let's, how about we have ourselves a little pool day to celebrate,
All right, that sounds fun.
Okay, cool, great. We can invite the hammers, it'll be a whole thing, you know? Okay, Jess, you go ahead. We'll stay out here, maybe chat with Tristain.
Tristain Silvermane. You got any juicy stories for me, Barbara?
And with that, Jessica starts to walk to the pool as she hears that.
Yeah, you open the door and you step outside and you see all the people who are currently outside are sunbathing. They are sunbathing in the frigid cold. There seems to be some manner of magical field, like, above the outdoor area to kind of prevent the snow from falling in here.
Hmm.
And the water definitely seems to be heated as you see a slight steam coming off of it.
Ooh.
And you see on the three pool chairs an Asimar who is laying out in a three-piece suit with brown skin. He's just kind of chilling there with little, like, round red sunglasses on. And then next to him, you see Carla, who is in a very, very tiny bathing suit.
Of course she is.
Yes, with little round black sunglasses on, basking in the sun. And then a few chairs away, you see a doppelganger just kind of chilling out.
Oh, Carla, hello?
Jessica! And you see Carla looks up, like lowers the sunglasses and sees you and like boing bounces off of, you know how the pool chairs have like a little like springy
little
like give?
Yeah.
So she uses it like a trampoline and bounces off, does a little flip and then bounces up to hug you.
Oh my goodness. And Jessica gives her a big hug right back and she goes, it's so lovely to see you. Oh, I'm so glad that you're taking some time to relax and recuperate.
Oh, Miss Felcher, it is a pleasure to see you again. My darling. And you see the Asimar kind of like looks up at you like over his round red sunglasses. And he stands up, he kind of straightens his suit and he walks over and he says, hello, you are Miss Felcher, I presume?
Yes, I am, and you must be...
Ricardo Grande.
Of course, Ricardo. It is a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, please, you may call me Dick Grande.
Oh, my God.
Pleasure to meet you. And he shakes your hand.
Oh, my God.
I cannot thank you enough for rescuing my beloved, my muse, my little... And he takes Carla's hand in his and he starts kissing her hand. My little smoochy poo. He's like kissing his way up her arm.
Oh my goodness. Wow. You know,
that.
I just watching you both just bring such warmth to my heart. And I just hope that everybody in their lives can find something as passionate as a Dick Grande.
So, what can I do for you? Are you here to collect a reward?
No, actually, I'm not here to collect a reward at this point in time. I'm
Well, Carla, as you probably know, or maybe you've heard, and Dick, I'm sure you've heard as well, Christoff Goldthwait is mounting a case.
Yes. I am funding him a little bit. I'm helping cover the daily costs of keeping everyone in the hotel.
Dick, that is so absolutely incredibly generous of you, and we are, out of wanting to help everybody as well as making sure that things keep moving at a nice pace to lessen the financial burden on your pocket in some ways as well, we are looking to move forward with that case that Christoph is mounting, and myself and Barbara, whom I'm sure Carla has spoken to you about, we are going to be helping and assisting Mr. Goldthwait, and I've come to ask Carla if she might be willing to testify in court when the time comes.
Testify? I normally don't make appearances for free.
Well.
She smacks you and she goes, "Of course, for you, I'm willing to make an exception."
Oh, Carla, you rascally gal, you. And Jessica smacks back a little bit.
Ow! She holds her arm.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I meant for that to
my,
be...
My darling! And he takes her arm and starts covering it in kisses.
Well, Carla, I'm so glad that you're willing to do this, not just for everybody in the community, but for yourself as well, because, you know, this is a very important moment in our lives and kind of in history as well. It's the first kind of case that we're going to be mounting of its kind. But
I do like the idea of going down in the history books for more than just one thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've already graced this beautiful place with your voice. Now you will be able to grace it with your story. And Jessica kind of like boops her on the nose.
Both of them gasp in unison. Ricardo goes,
"I do like the sound of that.
It just, it has a ring to it, doesn't it?
Grande, the Carla Grande story. A story by Carla Grande."
Oh my gosh. And you know, if you option that into an autobiography and then make it into an opera, I mean, come on now. It has everything you could possibly want. Passion, drama.
Yes. Oh, I see it. I see it. I see a line of beautiful grounds. Dressed as defense attorneys, each one a gem. With 6-inch heels and briefcase on their hips. Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Oh, God. Roger Elizabeth Debris, you are too much.
Ricardo gets lost in it. He's just like, he's dancing around the pool.
Oh, wow. I mean, when you have such creative forces in your being, how could you not be doing that, Carla?
I'm so sorry. Sometimes I have a stroke of genius and I get carried away.
That is a-okay with me. I'm just glad to hear that you are willing, Carla. Gosh, well, you know, there is a lot on the to-do list today to get through. But thank you. Thank you so much. And Jessica takes one of Carla's hands and just plants a kiss on the hand. Grazie, Emilia.
And you see Ricardo looks at you, grabs her hand, wipes it off, and then plants his kiss on it.
Absolutely fair. Well, I will see you all around, and we will be in touch with further details. Just, I would say, be prepared to be able to speak to your story and just have the emotional bandwidth ready to be able to speak about your experiences on the stand, okay?
Certainly. And when can I expect to be in the court?
We will reach out with those details soon, but I would expect within the next few days at the very least.
Very well.
Once again, thank you so much, Miss Felcher. Thank you for rescuing my little schmutzy poo. And thank you for feeling me. I feel so creatively inspired right now. I feel like I have to sing. And he plants a big kiss on your cheek. And then he turns your face. He plants a kiss on the other cheek. Mwah! Mwah! And then he kisses you on the mouth. Mwah!
My goodness. Ah. Well.
My darling, we must do this sweet. And he takes her hand, picks her up in his two arms, and doesn't even walk out. He flies through the doors. Barb and Q, you see Carla being flown in an Asimar's hands as they fly up the stairs. And she goes, hello!
Hi!
And Jessica follows shortly behind them as they fly through the lobby and up the stairs. And Jessica goes up to Q and Barb, and she goes, well... If that reaction didn't tell you, they're absolutely into assisting the case.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. That's great. Awesome. Okay, we can check them off.
You immediately hear thumping on the roof.
Okay. Well, anyway, sorry to cut my story short, Tristain.
Hey, I mean, don't leave me on a cliffhanger, man.
Listen.
Love my stories. I need my stories,
Last thing I can tell you...
So what happened with Gary? Come on.
His name is Jerry, first of all. I said Jerry.
Okay, Jerry. Sorry.
It's fine. It's Jerry. And let's just say that he was behind bars for a very long time.
Oh, shit. They caught him?
Metaphorical bars. It's metaphorical bars, technically. He's still on the run. But we're getting to the bottom of it. Don't worry. You'll be the first person I tell.
All right.
Well, you know, being on the run is its very own kind of prison.
Yeah.
He grabs you, like, he puts two hands on your cheeks and looks you, like, dead in the eyes. He has to, like, put his head against yours because his big pelican beak is so long. So his head is, like, tilted down and he goes...
If you hear anything about Jerry,
yeah,
you gotta come back to tell me.
Oh, no, of course. Yep.
I gotta know how this ends, man.
I can tell. No, I can totally tell. I feel it. I feel how badly you need this.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for filling my life with this story.
Hey, anytime, Justine.
Yeah. All right. Now get out of my lobby.
Bye.
I mean, you don't have to. It seemed like that's what you wanted to do because you were saying you were going to cut the story short.
Oh, sure. No, yeah. Sorry about that. Okay, yeah. No, nice talking to you, Tristan. We'll see you soon, probably. Okay?
I still stand by what I said. I think you're so much better than Jerry, Barb.
Thank you.
You can do better.
No, thanks. Thank you.
Anyways, so, okay. What's up now?
Well, let's make our way out of here, I guess. Jess, you want to walk and talk?
Yeah, I love a nice walk and talk.
Awesome.
And as Jessica walks out, she's like, well, the last on the list, the witness list to get confirmation with is Kit, so I guess we just kind of have to wait for him to get back. And otherwise, it's about filing the case stuff, which Kristoff has gone off to do.
All right.
Excellent. I think we're looking really good.
Where do you want to wait?
This has been Your Honor. Your Honor features the vocal talents of Michael Pisani as Jessica Feltra and Amanda Fernandez-Acosta as Barbara. The rest of the world is voiced by your DM, Giancarlo Herrera. This episode was edited and sound designed by Giancarlo Herrera. If you'd like to support the show, consider checking out the links in the show notes or go to patreon.com/drimbus. Our patrons get access to exclusive perks like our After the Show After the Drimbus, free exclusive merch, bonus series, and the chance to create items for the show or have NPCs named after you. Oh, and don't forget to tweet using hashtag Drimbus to be entered to win a free Dungeons & Drimbus sticker. Thank you so much for listening, and I do declare, I'll see you all next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish. It happened in the quiet town of Podunk, an ages-old family mystery.
What happened with Great-Grandpa? Why won't you talk about it?
Because there's nothing to say, Nintendo.
Begets an unprecedented paranormal event.
Help, brother!
Poltergeists.
My lamp attacked me. It was hovering the air. It unplugged itself and came at me.
Mind control.
Why is that crow smoking a cigarette?
Okay, we're playing inside today.
Zombies.
I could have gotten out of here on my own.
You were hiding in a coffin.
It was a good disguise.
Extraterrestrials.
You've seen them too? I've been observing them for days.
I beat up aliens with my baseball bat.
Children with psychokinetic powers.
I let that little light of mine shine, Mama. And it melted the darkness away.
And that's just the beginning.
Introducing Mother, She Wrote, a travelogue diary through the biggest cult phenomena in video game history, the Mother series, as it's called in Japan, and Earthbound, as it's called everywhere else.
Each episode, we recount the story through immersive audio drama as it's lived by the characters, unpacking the surreal adventures, tear-jerking moments, and what it all means.
If you're new to the series, we'll take you beyond the controller and into the story.
And if you're a longtime fan, relive these tales like never before and learn fascinating new facts about your favorite games.
Find Mother, She Wrote on your favorite podcast player and at mothershewrote.earth.